agenda. Okay, we are coming. Like next week now, I know we'll be praying for long. In fact, when I'm coming to church, I will not bring the system at all. So I won't be tempted to say, let's teach. Just come and pray. Amen. I didn't know that would be Friday or Saturday or both of them. That's how it goes. But learn to find joy in the ministry of Jesus. We are just hearing these things. Let's pray. Let's go and preach. Let's teach. Let's write exams. Stuff like that. Find joy. Find joy in doing it. Don't come because we are going to call you if you don't come. Don't come because, oh, how will pastor feel? Don't say, oh, I love this. I like this man. No, don't like me. Like the word, okay? Liking me will not last. Of course not. Liking me will not last. If that's why, because I will offend you. I will offend you and you'll be so justified. I will offend you rightfully. Or like the word, okay? Praise God. If you're looking for somebody that you will like because he is okay. Then you have to go to Pastor Agrippa. Agrippa should be fine. Amen. There is Agrippa in the Bible. So find joy in the ministry. That's the best way I can say it. Find joy in it. Find joy in doing these things over and over again. Find joy in discipleship. Find joy in causing others to come up. Let it just give you joy that you are doing this. Don't wait for anything extra. You're not being paid for this. Find joy. See, when you're coming from home, ensure you have removed all the sweet wrapper before at home. So bring the raw sweet and raw chewing gum. That's what you bring to church. That's a joke anyway, but you get me? So find joy in the ministry. Just don't know how to say that. But that was find joy in the ministry. Yeah, let it give you joy. I'm not saying you should disdain every other thing in the world. At least I saw bookies, DP. I know they didn't do that outing in church. Your DP, is that church? Amen. I know you didn't go there and you are shouting, Jesus is! Jesus is! No. Ore ma bo, asan la tun aye. Oh yeah, yes. Interpret. I know that's not what you are doing. Amen, amen. If you like a beat drum, you will not wash your mouth today. That's what you mean. Stephen, what is there? No, you not. I have over four topics that we can go to after this. You need to finish this one. Ready. Love and self. That one, I'm still planning all of you. The hacking damn say it's too much. I just keep postponing it. Whereas I say we just cry and go. I didn't know what to do to you. Is it church? You're doing church like this, eh? Is it church? Okay. So, remember, okay, let's go this series, three parts, track two of Understanding Genesis. What we are doing here is not necessarily, especially this series, I have proposed in my heart, we are not going to sound, nothing is deep. Just say the normal things, okay? It's not meant to say we want to sound. It's just for understanding, okay? Comprehension. And this Genesis has been your Bible for how many years? It has been there. And if you have seen what I do, I don't really say much. I just make sure you read. Just read. No paraphrasing, no summary. I told you. If you see any of my pastor that is always trying to summarize John 3:16 for you, you are summarizing John 3:16. Are you the one that wrote it? Summarizing. Why? It's common. Read it. Open, say, let's read. Amen. You know, someone can be in the congregation that's not used to it. Don't just rush. How do you have time? Don't you have time? Say, I have time. I'm not rushing anywhere. What is 25 here? Say, amen. I'm reducing your age by the Spirit of God. Yeah. I've not seen major ones' messages. I will just put down on somebody that is fat. Say, go down. Okay, we just compress. So if I have a nice, the two effects. I'm compressing you. Say I'm not 25. God, he didn't believe it. You know, compassion is almost here, right? It's, you say with your mouth what your heart is saying. Your heart is not saying this one. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to say we have time, okay? But it's God. Just bring it to me. What is this man saying? What is this man saying now? Amen. Don't worry. With white hair, we'll still be rejoicing. Amen? Amen. Man, you will see 84 years, man. Writing exams on the San Genesis series 24. Amen. You will travel from all your country. Anyway, you can go. You come back and come and write exam. That's good. I will import you. You think you will be like, we are praying that you think, just relax. Already, we send all of you out. Come back and write exam in Nigeria. You say, I'm coming to pray. Can't you pray there? Exam, that is all you can write. You have to write it. I have to be there when you are writing it. Exam will never be with your computer. That same man. I know, I don't trust you that much. Come back. Biro and paper. Sit down on the floor. 12, 24 hours. Praise God. So it's good if we can keep ourselves consistent, okay? So I was talking about the characteristics of unbelief. And I said three things. I said, firstly, you see a man that despite the goodness of God, you see the goodness of God being revealed, but despite that goodness of God, you see man trying to have his own priority, right? He will try to have his own, just, he will either not prioritize the goodness of God. That means he will disdain it. I mean, you can see that God is good to him, but yet he will just be commonizing it. You just say, is it only me? But God is good to my neighbor too. And that one is not going to church. You try to say, but it's the same thing. And number two, you will see man will embark on a continuous journey, a continuous progression away from the living God, Zeotaos. Away from the living God, Zeotaos, from the living God, a continuous journey. Number three, you now see that there will be lies and extreme stubbornness. These three things are not the constituent of a believer. Let's check the days of Noah. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis 6 verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. Verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. Some people say this is angel and man. We have crashed that in series 2. Don't think such things, okay? So, now see what is happening. What can you see in verse 1 and 2? Can you see anything there? Check your Bible. Make sure you read. This is the time to read. Come on, Mr. Peace. Do you have an e-cup there? Be fast. Make sure you're online. You can see typing. I mean, make sure you are with us. So I said, can you see anything in verse 1 and 2? Check now. Check your Bible. Anything sinful there? If you see a person and a person is fine, is that anyone is seen? Hello? So the son of God, they saw the daughters of men that they were fear, and they took them what? Wives, right? Is that bad? That's what I'm saying. I'll be relaxed. Just talk. It's not bad. So, like I wrote in my notes, marriages and relationships are not bad. But what now happens is, of course, the normal marriage, the normal relationship now became a reason to sideline God. That's the issue. Times it's not only bad. I know I've showed you that should be from the gospel God action or assigned Genesis series 2. That a lot of people would not serve God because of bad things, because of bad character, some also because of even good things. But this what we saw here is simply marriages and relationship. That is okay. Or are ladies not good? Are they bad things? But because of that pursuit, the pursuit of God was neglected.
priority error despite God's goodness. That is pointer one.
Despite God's goodness, priority error. Some people, it's because you now have a child. That's why you now fall back in ministry. Because you have a good job. That's why you say, I can't do it again. Are you okay? The one that gave you the life deserves to be served with the life.
Say, I don't give in to priority error. Thank you. So verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be what? 120 years. So he's saying, my spirit will not strive with man. My spirit will not judge man. I will give him 120 years to change. That means preaching has started. Now, when he's saying, my spirit shall not always strive with man, my spirit will not judge man. Whose spirit? Who is he talking about? Let's check the last, just keep checking. Look at verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of men came in unto the daughters of men, don't see angels and Nephilim, just see normal people. That's the way it is written, okay? Just leave all those. And you want to trace one tribe, just men, just marriages. Trace rebellion. Don't trace. There is no tribe that is destined for doom. Are you with me? You get that? There's no tribe in God that is destined to do that. Okay, the tribe of this one is everybody that comes from this will always be doomed. That would be a negative predestination. If everybody, for example, say, okay, all the descendants of Cain, they're always bad. That's already contradicted what you have studied about Adam. Because we even saw that the sons of Adam, the sin of Adam was not their sin, right? Cain himself sinned too. Abel himself sinned. So that your father is a wicked man, even if they curse you, if you don't curse yourself. Even the book of Proverbs said, the curse causeless shall not come. Abi? The curse causeless. Hallelujah. So when you are seeing Exodus 20, visiting the iniquities of the father on the children, up to the third, it is if the children do sin the same sin. That's why Ezekiel now clarified that if the children now do that which is just and right, that he will not die for his father's sin. Are you with me? And even in also in Jeremiah, that even in redemption, nobody should even die for anything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so we now saw don't miss that. Nobody is destined for doom.
Nobody.
And don't forget, this Moses is also writing. So you see some visions, typology, stuff. So just stay simple with the message. This is not a piece two. So this is not what you try to ransack every jot and title. Okay, thank you. Verse 5. And God saw the what? Wickedness of who? Of man. Say man. Not angel. Say man is man. And so I don't know how tall the man is. Maybe he's as tall as Dwayne Johnson or as short as Jet Li. I don't know. Man is man. So God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every what imagination and thought of where? Of his heart, say heart, was evil continually, was only evil continually. Only evil continually. Imagination of where? Of heart. You can see the journey of sin. So where the sin starts? From the heart, right? Thank you. But see that first word. And God, what God saw. That word saw is a Greek, it's a Hebrew word, ra. R-A-A-H. R-A-A-H. It means God perceived, or God consider, or God discerned. It means perceive, to consider, or to discern. Well, from that interpretation, you should understand clearly that cannot be God. God does not discern. Are you with me? God does not need the gift of the Spirit. God saw. That was a man that was seeing. See verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had what? Made man on the earth. That is serious. I mean, this God did not know tomorrow. Are you with me? He said he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. So what we saw here is a man is expressing the displeasure of God. That's what is happening. I'm not saying God is pleased with their activities, so, but God cannot be making statement that I regret that I've made you. You know, is that He has made the ransom available. But God cannot be saying I'm regretting making man. That is off. That is a man expressing the displeasure of God. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will what? Destroy man whom I have created. You can see that I cannot be God. From the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Let's read verse 8, guys. Want to go? But who? Noah found grace in the eyes of God. So we see the main actor. That is the actor all this way. Are you with me? That's the actor. See verse 9. These are the generation of who? Of Noah. Noah was a what? Or was a just man. Who called him just? He called himself. Anyway, he's a just man. That means he believed the message and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. So it was Noah that was seeing and perceiving and designing. Well, I will show you another parallel soon in the scripture. See verse 10. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. 12. And God looked again upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all, that means God was not looking, he was looking elsewhere before. Let me check what he had, maybe before his eyes was on Mars or Pluto. I said, let me check. Ah, they have not changed. And God, and it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So that means despite the preaching, despite the fact that preaching has started, man went for the progression. This is the second time it will be said that, and God looked. First time he looked, second time again he looked. That means there was a space of mercy, yet man was not repenting. A progression. See verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 14, make thee an ark of what? Gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And at least, just what happens, Noah agreed. See verse 16. So, but don't forget, somebody was speaking to Noah here. Do you remember in Exodus, comparing Exodus with Hebrews, when Hebrews 9, sorry, I've told you, no quoting for you. Hebrews chapter, let me know if I'm too slow. Hebrews 9. Sorry, Hebrews 8. Hebrews 8, let's read verse 4 and 5 together. Hebrews 8, 4 and 5. For if he were on earth, he should not have been a priest, seeing there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Verse 5, want to go? Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God. Hello? Who is the Greek Bible? The whole of admonition of God. How many Greek words? Check your before you. Huh? Is God in that Greek word? Huh? Hello, are you with me, brethren? Okay, you don't have his word. Okay, anyway. Huh? Same thing as what? Noah being warned of God. Are you with me? So that's the whole of being admonished of God was just one Greek word, krimatizo. It means he received a divine oracle, he received a divine revelation. God is not there. Just like you dreamt, or something was told you by God. That's a Greek word, krimatizo. It means you receive a divine oracle. So to make the tabernacle for is no, the same Greek word used in Hebrews 11 for Noah. I'm sure you know. For see, seeth he that thou makes all things according to what? To the pattern show to thee in the month. So, let's put your hand there. Go to see Hebrews 11 now. because I'm still coming to this later. See, Hebrews 11 verse 7. So don't be carried away with words. That's why Greek at times is very important. It's very good. Thank God for technology that was able to bring these things back. Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah being what? Being warned of God. Of things not seen as yet. That means what God was telling him was not even concerning any flood or any water. It was just the gospel. But because the way he received the gospel, what happened with him? He moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world. Who condemned the world? And became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So the same being one of God there is also used for Moses. Now, if you now trace Moses, now now trace Moses back to Acts chapter 7. Acts 7 verse 30. Acts 7 30. Let me know when you are there. Want to go? Let's read. Okay, wait. Sorry. Right, it's not there. Acts 7 30. Okay, want to go? Let's read that. When 40 years has passed, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. See verse 35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and judge, the same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel, which appeared to him in the bush. So when we are saying, so when they say Moses was being warned of God, I mean, Moses was admonished of God. Imagine, see those words. For Moses, they use admonition of God. For Noah, they use what? Being one of God. But the same Greek word. That means it was the translators that were now trying to what? Interpret. That means now they are doing more than translating. They are doing what? They are interpreting. That's why they put admonish somewhere, warn somewhere. Yes, it's the same word. Are you getting this, brother? Are you getting it? Come on, talk now. Okay, so he's now saying here that it was an angel being warned of God. In being warned of God or in being admonished of God, there is an angelic encounter. Are you with me? That means in being warned of God or in being admonished of God, that crematizo, in crematizo, there is an angelic influence. Raf, do you get that? Or you are sleeping? Pastor has stressed you over the night. So, back to Genesis chapter 6. So, the same way, imagine, think about it. That's how you just at times, just relax. That's why, you know, you see a similarity between how Moses made the temple and how this ark was made. If I give him dimensions again, imagine God giving you dimension of an ark. Yeah, Moses, use 2x2. Okay. From 2x2, yes, use Iroko. Don't use mahogany. Okay. 6 inches nail. Thank you. Don't use plywood. Moses, don't use plywood. That place. No, use brass. Yes, brass. Then you measure 3 centimeters. It must not be more than that. 3. Oh God, if God has time for all that, he really has time. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So when you, like I've told you, once you start seeing people that are giving you street instruction, God is not that street too. And a lot of you are street. And that take 5 steps. Stop. Carry up the cross. Lies to can do. Gently. No woman must touch you. Sorry. Angel religion. Remember 2 Timothy chapter 4? Chapter 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God has commanded to be received with thanksgiving. Me, I've seen all those street codes. Street! Don't go to the left or to the right. It's not of God, okay? Are you with me? Praise God. We have a place in our church. No woman gets there. New Testament. There's a shear on top of the altar. Altar. That's already wrong. Altar. That only Geo sits on it. So if the Geo sits on this one, what will happen to the anointing? Or immediately a lady just touched the clean. Say, no lady cleans the shear. In fact, it was Father Nkada that said his grandfather was a prophet. He said, ladies don't cook for him. Yes, he has four wives. Sorry, Pastor. Maybe it's four also. Maybe I caught you out of context. Yeah, but ladies don't cook for him. You know, see deception. If ladies cannot cook for you, then why must you marry them? Angels just make you. Let's leave that. Amen. At least then you should not touch them at all. You should stay away. Say, I'm father, sister. Sad. Amen, amen. I don't understand. Okay, if a lady comes now and touches his keyboard, and the man comes touch his keyboard, have you not touched yourself? Just saying, what is the criteria? What are you preventing? Please get me wrong. I'm not talking about immorality or anything. I'm just talking about what are you preventing? The lady does not minister. All the instruction that is given as touching husband and wife in the Bible, they will turn into ministry. Amen. Okay, thank you. Back to where we are. So I'm saying why I went to order is don't fall anything. Once you start seeing things that are street, wake up 12 midnight, read 3 Psalms, do something is wrong. But you are laughing. Have you prescribed that for somebody before? Hallelujah. Go and bathe by a river, read into water. Don't read more than 3. 12 o'clock. Don't miss it, oh. Relax. Amen? Relax. Thank you. So, see verse 17 now. Verse 16, they are giving him the dimension of story buildings to build. 17 and build, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth. So, now, you will see what I'm saying now. To destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with this will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy son, and thy wife, and thy sons, and thy son's wife with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Nobody is serious, eh? Hello? Nobody is serious. 20 of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing, it's not possible. How many of you have studied plant and animal kingdom in biology? We have how many species of animal? Plant, we have over 600,000 different species of plants. Animals, we have over 740,000. Remember your biology in S1. I didn't know what you went to school to do. Over 740 different species. Remember remember the animal kingdom? Amen? We all did biology, so don't say, that is not science now. You don't listen. Species, phylum, this one. Amen. So now think about it. So it's either all these animals were just preserved supernaturally. Think that is the only way now. Are you not getting it? That all these animals we have today, all of them could not have entered the ark. Go and read the dimension of the ark. It's not that big. It's not as big as and say male and female, just two of them. So think about it. Let me just think about it. The power that could preserve even some animals in flood, not preserve man. I'll tell you that something is fishing. What I'm saying is, say I can clearly, with the dimension we are giving of the ark, we can clearly say not every animal entered the ark. Yet they were preserved. Yet every man died. They survived. What happened? That is a deliberate act, not one omnipotence or flood that cannot be controlled. Was it animal that they were angry with? It's not man. Are you with me, brethren? Yes, sure. Now, this one is not doctrine. Just think about it. I just think about it, okay? Or if there's a way that 740,000 different species of animals can survive in a ark, male and female. Elephant, male and female. Lions, male and female. Baboon, male and female. Gorilla, male and female. Dragon. you're watching Game of Thrones too much. Male and female, it's not possible. Just relax. That's not dinosaur, yeah. Don't mind that. That's Adam's word. So, read verse 20. Let's read 21. And 20 of fowls of after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping things, unless he was using juju to bring all of them to the aqua, I don't know. Of every living thing of the earth after their kind, two of every source shall come into thee to keep them alive. Snakes alone, we have how many type of species? How many? Cats. How many? Goats. Will be there, lion will be there, they won't kill them. Are you listening? No, it's funny. So, let's read verse 21, 22. One to go, guys. Thus did Noah according to all that what God commanded him, so did he. That is a joker. Let me show you something. Exodus 32. So there's an agreement. This information did not come to Noah as this is what must happen. They came to ask for his permission. You see it now. See Exodus 32. At least Moses gave us the same Moses that wrote for him. He wrote this. Let's see it. Of course, you know the story. Let's read from verse. We are in Christ. We don't rush anywhere. Verse 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, right? We shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the gold earrings which are in the ears of your wife and of your sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. Verse 3. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. Verse 4. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after that he had made it a molten calf. And they said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. That was what was quoted in Testament for idolatry. Verse 7, and the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people which thou brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Now see what is happening. Moses was not there, right? From where Moses was, he heard, go down. They have corrupted themselves. See the next verse.
8, they have turned as quickly out of the way, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a what? Stiff-necked people. Don't forget, Moses was here with God, though. He has not gone down, okay? Now said, now therefore, let me alone. Imagine God saying, leave me alone. Yeah. Me no, if you are fighting now, you say, leave me alone. Leave me. Don't hold me back. Let me alone. And that's actually a lot. Let me alone. Are you with me? What's that? Seeking for what? Permission. Because see it, keep reading. That my wrath may wax hot upon them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a what? A great nation. What was the response of Moses? Verse 11. Want to go, guys? And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why does thy wrath? That's funny. If that's our God, that's funny. Okay. Why? No, that means no. This God is more angry than Moses. That's serious. Why does thy wrath wax out against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Verse 12. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out and to slay them in the mountain and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this. He's telling God to repent. Repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Isaac. You know, I know you're forgotten Abraham. Remember Abraham. Remember Isaac. And they destroy thy servant to whom thou swearest by thy own self. And that said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven. And this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed. And they shall inherit it forever. Verse 14. What happened? And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto the people. That was a checkmate. That means he told Moses, let me alone, let me do it. But as touching Noah, what happened? And Noah did according to all that was commanded him. That means the same thing happened. Some people were angry. They came to seek permission. Let us destroy. Same we saw as touching Sodom and Gomorrah. Two angels came to who? Abraham. Seeking what? Permission. In fact, somebody else has permitted them. That's why they came at all. Now, so we know that all the Lord speaking here is as an angel. See Exodus 23, verse 20. No, if you don't read this very well, you don't see it like that. It's the same, they are parallel, but the results were different. 23, verse 20. Behold, I send and what? 23, verse 20, Exodus 20. Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. 21. Beware of him and obey his voice and provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. But if thou indeed obey his voice and do all that shall I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemy and an adversary unto thy adversary. For my angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and the rest, and Jebusites, and I will cast them off. So, whether the angel is bringing goodness or wrath, he seeks man's permission. Go back to chapter 32. Whether the angel is bringing goodness or wrath. Wrath, R-W-R-A-T-H. I know you know it, sorry. Whether the angel is bringing goodness or wrath, what will he seek? Man's permission. Man's permission. Now let me show you something. Go back to that chapter 32.
What was the last thing that God said before Abraham interceded, before Moses interceded? 32 verse 10. Now, therefore, let me alone that my what? My wrath, right? May wax out upon them, and I will consume them, and I will make of who? Of thee, of you, a great nation. So in the days of Noah, at the end of the day, who now became the father of all creation? Again, Noah. Do you get that? I'm just talking. That means, if I do get that, that means Noah agreed that let them all go. Let me be the new Adam. That we can say that currently now every man on earth, same way, can say everybody's from Noah. Are you getting that? Because everybody that entered the ark was just him and his family. So it's the same thing that was said to Moses, let me take them out. I will make of you. But Moses said what? Not necessary. But now, pay attention to something. Don't forget, Moses too, he was still on the mountain. He has not gone down. So, but firstly, he first said, no, don't deal with them. Let me go and deal with them myself. When Baba came down, see what happened. He has not gone down before. He was just, maybe he was thinking that God he was joking. He was just thinking, so soon, Motika. Don't worry. I trust them now. It's fine now. I trust them. Don't worry. Let me go and check. I would not kid that. Let me go and check. Amen. 32:19. Came to pass as soon as he came near unto the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed. Oh God. And he cast the tables out of his hand and break them behind the mountain. 20. And he took the calf which they have made. He burnt it in the fire and ground it into powder and straw it upon the water and make the children of Israel to drink of it. Amen. And Moses said unto Aaron, why did these people? What did these people unto thee? What did these people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. The guy just exonerated himself. 23. They said unto me, make us gods, we shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man which thou hast brought us, we know not where he came. Where is he coming from? Jude, why are you doing Skelewu in? And the pastor said, it's not my, it's Raphael. He said, Pastor, this is our church is too boring. Can we just have a little talking drum? Hallelujah. See 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron has made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side?
Who is on the Lord's side? I want to know. I am on the Lord's side. Oh, yeah, sing. I am on the Lord's side. Oh, yeah, I am on the Lord's side. I will never give up for the Lord. Up of Jesus, down, down, Satan. Up Jesus. No more weeping, no more sorrow. Which kind of my papa be you?
Go away, you don't know the song. It's okay. It's a wonderful God. Okay, thank you.
It's a wonderful God. That's a catamus. That should be a catamus this now. Yes. No, is that a woman or a man, sir? Is it a man?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you. So this is what we are saying, that before you use a verse, why not read what he's saying? I never knew the meaning of let the weak say I'm strong before. Once the person I told us, I'm not ready to say, ah! You know the meaning of let the weak say I'm strong? It's like, US want to fight Angola. That's it. You know his name. I know that guy can talk. Say, Angola, don't worry. Say you are strong. We are strong. You understand? That is mockery. I never knew. On the Baba shows. Yeah. See this one too. I will have you to sing. See it. Come on. So who is on the Lord's side? Let's see the people on the Lord's side. Let's see what they do. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. 27. And he said unto them, thus hear the Lord God of Israel. Abba. You know, I've talked to you about thus hear the Lord before. Just remove the Lord there. Say, thus hear the man. Okay? Every thus hear the Lord must be interpreted, though. In fact, all the prophecies that concern Jesus, they didn't use thus hear the Lord. Oh, Isaiah 53. You see thus hear the Lord there? And Psalm 24. You see thus hear the Lord? Most of these just said that just the prophets trying to exhort himself is thus say the Lord. It's not me today. You cannot prophesy without saying, no, dude. Thus say the Lord. Don't say what you want to say and go and say that. Don't try and form. In fact, at times don't say the Lord say I should tell you. Don't you always say that. Sometimes your pastor that should say words like that to you, because now he will rate things in a hierarchy of importance. Don't always go to somebody and say, the Lord said I should tell you. Just tell him what the information. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord, that telling A is not A, it's not B, it's still, no matter what, you will still have small of your own interpretation inside. Are you with me? Though you are saints, we try sincerity and honesty, we try to stick to test. So just tell people, just tell one, say the message. I perceive, fine. I feel like to tell you this. I'm led to tell you this. That's okay. Well, so that she can fear. Lord said, there are three sisters here. One of you went to a boarding school. Who will not go to a boarding school? Careful. Well, I am not. I've called phone numbers before, and I may see it again. Amen. Let us finish series 5 of all our series. Everything series 5, no, 10. 5. Then I don't have my head is balanced. What do you think we are doing in school? That's Rafa. Now. He knows us. He knows me. I don't do tush. Who is tush?
Ah.
But pray. Just. Amen. 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 Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the days of power are gone. I'm not saying anything like that. Don't get what I'm not saying. I'm not saying focus on right priority. That's what I'm saying. Okay, where are we? 27. So let's see what the people on the Lord's side, the things that they do. Let's read 27 together. I want to go, guys. And he said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. 28. And the children of Levi did according to the words of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. So, we can even say that priesthood of Levite was inaugurated by death. The first assignment of the Levitical priesthood was to kill people. No, it's so funny. When Jesus now came and they are telling them, and they are saying, no, we belong to the Levitical. Are you okay? They kill your brother. Inaugurated by death.
And a lot of times, oh God, we see more power in death than in life. We see more power in death than life. That's sad. If you see somebody just fall down, power. Or if somebody got saved, thank God, sha. Well, yeah, God is trying your church. They are saved, David? Yes. But the church behind your church, church close to that mountain. You know what happened there? The power of God was mighty. Two people came to try the pastor. Fell down, died. They died. And they buried them in the church. I think that is what? That's power. That's why on the day of Pentecost, how many people are saved? 3,000. Maybe it's coincidence, I don't know. Amen. That's a nice coincidence. So, 31. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, these people have seen the great thing. He's telling me before, he didn't agree. And I've made them gods of gold. But see what he now said. Moses is not always a bad man, yeah? But he did his own. Yeah? So don't worry, God, don't do it. Let me vex. You don't vex. Let me do the vexing. If you vex, everybody will go. Let me vex just more. 32. Yet now, if thou will forgive their sin, and if not, blot me.
Yeah.
What's that? Substitution. Intercession. Say, if you will not forgive them, don't forgive me too. Blot me out. Blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. Oh. So even right from this time, Moses already knew that there was a book. Hey, imagine. Many in the Old Testament, they knew of a book. You are afraid of the book. You get me? A man without the Holy Ghost knew there is a book that is inside. You with everything.
Is your name in the book of life?
God bless Nathaniel.
Verse 33.
And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him will I blot out of the book. Is it your book? Who is the one speaking? Is it the Lord? Who is the Lord? The Lord is here to come. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the owner of the book. He's the book himself. Amen. All that came before me are what? Thieves and robbers.
Okay. See verse 34. Therefore now go up, lead the people unto the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, my angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. Let's read verse 35. I want to go, guys. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made.
So that means there will see a Jara judgment. But don't forget, before this plague happened, what happened? Moses went back again. Okay, let's negotiate this matter. I know they really sin, but let's do it this way. So it was an agreement. Are you with me?
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
So let's go back to the ark now. So when you say that God destroyed the earth with flood, be intelligent. Be smart. We are powerful men. Like Moses, like Noah. They are powerful men. And if you are of the school of thought that unless such thing happen, these people will not learn their lesson. Okay, even Israel were disciplined. How much did that help them? Hello? By the time you prepare somebody with the work of the devil, even Israel himself, how much did that help them? It didn't really help. See 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ has once suffered for what? For sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. 19. Want to go, guys? By which also he went and preached unto the Spirit in prison. Hold on, though. So, just in your mind, just see it. See that part as God's pattern. Of course, I never have explained this before, right?
But that was God's plan. See verse 3. Sorry, verse 20. Which sometimes were what? Disobedient. Say disobedient. When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was yet a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. Okay, before we proceed, that word, what they call it, by which sometimes were disobedient. That's which verse? 20 what? Okay. Okay, which sometimes were disobedient. That's a Greek word, A-P-E-I-T-H-E-O, apetitio, something like that. Apetitio. Well, I know I've read this for you before. It means, see the way it's being used. Let's write this reference down, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not. Believeth not. Believeth not. But let me show you something. Students of Greek. Open that John 3:36. John 3:36. Open that John 3:36. Let me show you something. Be fast. Come on. John 3:36. Be fast. Okay. Can you see that? He that believeth not. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Where is the Greek word there? Is it before? Is it after believeth or after not? Huh? Who has before not? Just you have, Rabbi. Who has after not? Oh, that's right. No, who remember the end? There was a day that we are treating something in Greek and Oju's own Bible was correct. Others were wrong. Huh? This one now. Oju's is wrong. Funny enough, my own too is wrong. Because the believe it, the Greek word was like just he that believeth. You now put the not later. Are you with me? But it should be he that believeth not. Same thing. But let's see another reference. See Acts 14, verse 2. This is verse 2. Open everything. Acts 14 verse 2. Plan to spend years doing this thing. Yes. Count years. Don't count months. Count years. Studying the word like this. Count years. Okay, thank you. I said Acts 14 verse 2, right? Let's read. But the what? Unbelieving. That's the Greek word. Apetitio. See 17 verse 5. Acts 17 verse 5. Acts 17, verse 5. Let's read together. Want to go? But the Jews, which what? But the Jews, which what? See 19, verse 9. But when divers were added and believed not. Go back to that Hebrews now. Hebrews 11, 31. Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. Same Greek word. So that means clearly, we know that the sin of those men in the days of Noah was not homosexuality, it was unbelief. The sin of those men was not homosexuality. Did you miss any reference? The last reference was Hebrews 11:31. Then Acts 19:99, Acts 17:5, Acts 14:2, John 3:36. So it's clear that the sin, their disobedience was to the gospel. Don't forget there's no unbelief without a previous message. So 1 Peter 3:20 now. So, you know, see the way it was saying it. He's saying Jesus went and preached to the spirit in prison. He's not saying after they died, Jesus now went to preach to them in hell. Don't forget. No, I've told you that it was rather 1 Peter chapter 4. That is, where did I teach that, please? Don't believe. What is of Christianity? Okay.
Now that we're teaching that in priority of Christians. Okay, so it was actually in chapter 4 that looks like he's talking about a celestial preaching, which I've explained that one separately. So this one is different, okay? So this one, see chapter 3 verse 20. And preaching there is not to convert anybody from hell to heaven, all those type of things. No, it was just clarity. What I just said then is that even some people in heaven, clarity will be brought to them. Selah, selah, selah. Okay, chapter 3 verse 20. Which sometimes we are disobedient. When once the long suffering, circle that word, bring out that word, long suffering. That's a Greek word, macro to. Yeah, I can't pronounce the rest. Macrotumia, thank you. M-A-K-R-O-M-A, it's like okra. M-A-K-R-O-T-H-U-M-I-A. If my wife cook okra for you, it will remain the same again. Macrotumia, it means forbearance, it means patience. Long suffering, forbearance, patience, that's the meaning. When wants the forbearance of God, when wants the patience of God, when wants the forbearance, or when wants the patience of God, waited in the days of Noah. Now, this waited, this one is the one I want us to examine a bit more. Waited, pronounce that one for me. Ekideko. Huh? Wow, you have, there's no idea. Okay, ekdekomai. Okay, thank you. As waited, it means expecting. Ekdechomai. It means expecting, anticipating. Expecting or anticipating. Sapis, are you using Mixeller? But that we have a long way to go. She have asked me when to use that one because I have just 3 hours per day. Amen. No, leave it up. After this one, we'll use it for the second one. I'll tell you when to use that one. That's how much you have money for. That's not how much is happening.
John 5, verse 3. Now see how this one is used. John 5, verse 3. In this, that word waited for. Let's see if the word is used as a positive word or a negative word. Was he ever used for waiting for destruction? Let's see how it's used. John 5, verse 3. I mean, what is God waiting for? What is God anticipating? He's saying the long suffering of God was waiting. Waiting for what? Are you getting that? The long suffering of God was waiting. Learn this from Pastor Nanika too. See John 5, verse 3. In this lay a great multitude of what? Impotent folks of blind ought withered, waiting for what? The moving of the water. Positive or negative? Positives. Acts 17, verse 16. This one is just why Paul waited for them at Athens. His spirit was turning in. He was waiting for his companion. See, 1 Corinthians 11, 33. That was when he's talking, just write down the reference. That is tarry one for one. That is tarry. Wait for one another when you came to come to it. Still positive. 1 Corinthians 16, 11. Talking about relationship still. Go to Hebrews chapter 10, 13. Let's read this one. Hebrews 10, 13. And welcome. Stepped off or you went out? Hebrews 10, 13. Let's read together. I want to go. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his what?
supposed to. That is the same Greek word. Expecting there is, whatever you call it, waited. So is that positive or negative? Hebrews 11 verse 10. For he looked for a city which has a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Same thing. James 5 verse 7. Let's read this one, please. Help me. James 5 verse 7. Are you there? Okay, let's read. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the what? The precious fruit of the earth, and at long what? Patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. So that is seriously positive. So God's long suffering is salvation. God's long suffering was anticipating repentance. He was not anticipating destruction. God's long suffering anticipate repentance, not destruction. So write it down this way. God works in Noah to extend their destruction. Or let me, for 120 years. Or write it down like this again. Noah, when Noah yielded to God, he extended the destruction. It could have been more. That is how much of God's mercy Noah was able to receive for them. The same way Moses was able to receive a measure of mercy for them. Don't kill all of them, don't worry. Let me go and deal with them myself. Rather than you deal with them, I will grind it into powder, give them to drink. Do you understand? That means when Noah yielded to God, don't forget, his mercy endured forever. In God, we find mercy. We don't find destruction. So when Noah yielded to God, he extended their what? The destruction for 120 years. Get that too? Noah yielded to God by extending judgment. If he had yielded very well, he would have canceled the judgment. Are you with me? Do you know Moses has almost already canceled that judgment? If only he just came up from the mountain, made them repent, and let's move on. Amen, amen. So I wrote my notes. That was the best of mercy that Noah could receive. So write this down. The 120 years was of God, but the destruction was not of God. The 120 years was of God, but the destruction was not of God. The 120 was of God, the destruction was not of God. Thank you. Go back to 2 Peter 3 now, verse 9. 2 Peter. Let's try and write the one you can remember. Leave some spaces. And I give you time during break. Don't forget, we'll be here all day. You have a place to go, and it's very important. Just let Pastor join you. It's important. Don't tell her, she will not permit you. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men can slackness. Say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Jesus. How do I help you to get this now? It's not slack concerning what? What is that promise? When I box you, what should you do? Unbox yourself. So read a verse before, a verse after. Fast. What can you see there now? Give me one word.
If I punch you, what can you see there? Apostasia. Why are you like that? I spent how long teaching you this thing? Are you with me? But don't forget, the apostasia of saints, that means, we have to break it down. Not everybody was live streaming. Apostasy is on live stream. It's on website. That's actually a very important topic, okay? You might not have heard something said there anywhere before. Try and get it. It's very nice. We did it over 6 parts on Excel. Then I was at work and I was missing you. I said, okay. Rather than watch Game of Thrones, which you was watching at home. I said, let me watch live stream. It was awesome. Please get it. It was a nice study. So, but don't forget the apostasia of saints. That means glorification of saints. Don't always use rapture too much. Because, e.g., why don't we use tithes? Even if I said all of us, we want to bring our tithe, we want to bring 10% to church. Why would I not call it tithe? Because tithe in the Bible is already attached to the devourer. Are you with me? So rather than using that, I would prefer 11% or 9%. Anyone is okay. Or 9.5 or 10.5. Anything that will not be that word that will communicate terror, fear, and oral film to you. Are you getting me? So walking in law will make me not to use that. So also, if I just say rapture, as I just say rapture, what we have to repeat to us at? B. Like, my business, I have to deliver. I've not married. You understand? B. So rather use that, let me just use a word that is used in the Bible. Glorification of saints, redemption of our body, apostasia. Are you with me? Are you with me? So learn to get smart in your evangelism. Don't always use words. Because although you are saying rapture to you, it means glory, joy. But the man that is hearing you that has not gone through all the series, will you be ready when the... That's what will come to Israel. Do you get me, brother? Thank you. So that rapture of... That glorification of saints is also the words will be the expiry date of God's long suffering for those in unbelief. So that was why he's saying the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. That promise, is it destruction or glorification? Glorification. But because the glorification will automatically cause what? It will cause, revelation of the many in sin. A disclosure. Thank you for reminding me of that word. The judgment of the man in unbelief, epistle calls it revelation. Not judgment. John 3:17-18 already said, he that does not believe is condemned when? Already. So what will happen at what you call judgment will be what? Revelation of the condemnation they received when they started walking away from God, when they started their journey of unbelief. So it's not saying here in 2 Peter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, which is the glorification of saints. So his promise is not to destroy the world, okay? As some men can slackness, but his long suffering, to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should what? Come to repentance. Hallelujah. So the long suffering is, can everybody be saved? Something like that. That is not universalism. Okay? It's just saying not willing. Not willing does not mean it will happen. Are you with me? At least people are already dying in their unbelief. So the not willing is already not happening. You get that? Thank you. Go to Hebrews 11 now.
Hebrews 11 verse 7.
By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and become heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Also, let me just tell you this. Also, at times when you are preaching,
when you're evangelizing, when you're doing, when you're preaching, there are some words and some topics just avoid. Because you know what it will cost you to explain. Get me? Iggy now, all this no issue, just dodge it. Don't go there. Not saying you don't know it. But where will you start from? Don't start from crematism. Someone that doesn't know why should we have a Greek Bible? Why? Yeah. You just see it as a deliberate attempt to twat. You guys, this is your trick, Abby. Just go and use one language I don't know. Amen. That's why in this place, I don't just tell you. I say, open. She sees yourself. There's no mystery here. You get me? So, at times, there are some portions. Just stick with express. When they want deeper, say, are you ready? Sit down. Can't do this standing beside Alagbado. Sit down. Okay, you have to sit down. When I ask you, or you now talk and you now went to mention, people who have not heard the gospel. Ah. You say, hey, sorry, when you appreciate that time, you mentioned some people. Hey, what are people who have not heard this gospel? What will happen to them? Ah. No, you cannot say, you cannot, that question is a very serious, you cannot say, there is no straight answer. Are you getting me? There is only a straight explanation, which is how many series? You must start from series one of everything. You cannot just pick that series. You start from everything series one. I say, okay. Just be born again and come to my church. And take membership class. Just before you finish workers' class, you understand small out of it. But that's the truth anyway. But no, it's not our fault. It's not that it's difficult. It's you that you have spent too much long time in nothingness. All of us mean to. What we are doing now, what we have been doing is when you are age 8, at least 12. Now you are 41. You're just learning that. You didn't receive it before that. Amen. Thank you. So back to Hebrews 11 verse 7. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying avoid truth. I don't say you lie, but just be smart. We are preaching. Be smart. Just be smart. Just stick with. He died. He rose. Said 20 times. He died. He rose. Daddy rose. Christ died, guy rose. That's what saves a man, though. Amen. Because he died means he died. He rose means he rose. Hallelujah. Don't go. He died for your sins. He rose. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say glory to God. Say he died for me. Say he rose. Say he died. Say he rose. That's what making him say. Maybe later, as saying, maybe we believe later. Just keep saying. Are you with me? Open all everywhere and ask where he's talking about his resurrection. Just open everything. Can you see? He rose. Amen, amen. Praise God. See all those sermon of Peter. Everything is just copy and paste. Same thing. You killed him. God rose him from the dead. Just see everything. It's so similar. So the only part I just give a little more exegesis. He died, he rose, Paul just asked, and you are justified. Simple. You want to know more? Come to the school of what? Tyrannus. Every day. For how many years? 2 years. Brethren, you are not yet 6 months in this place. So sit down. If you are not going anywhere. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So Hebrews 11 verse 7. Paul's recommendation is how many years? 2 years minimum. We are going to stick with Paul. And that is not just 2 years. So that is 365 times 2 days. So we can't tell how many days we have come to church. Any day you have not come to church, it's not counted. Sacrifice. Amen. I know how long you have missed. Henry T. Amen. I can't. The number of days, there are some hours, you know, minimum amount of hours. Amen. So by the time you are 10 years here, you know, have missed the 2 years requirement of Paul, then you can go and marry. Praise God! Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah being one of God of things, moved with fear, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So he received a divine oracle. It could have been from his... Now, I wrote in my notes. I said it could have been from his brothers or by revelation. Don't forget, remember when we trace the history of Noah, his generation. so that this information of flood looks like it was it predicts him. It was before him. Methuselah, Lamech, even Noah, they all one way or the other prophesied of that same event. Are you with me? So, but we know that Noah carried it out.
So it should have been his brothers or by revelation. But what happened? He moved with fear. That means that word move with fear. Let me show you one place it was used again in the Bible. Acts 23 verse 10. That means because, okay, imagine, you just heard that, Larry, scorpion. And because you just heard that, you carried here, boo, rush out, break that glass, rush away.
Careful.
Why? Just heard scorpion. That means you took a rash decision because of the information you received. At times, the information could even be a rumor. So, the flood was a reaction. See this. See Acts 23 verse 10. Let's read together. Acts 23 verse 10. Slowly, want to go? Acts 23 verse 10.
Okay, let's wait for Pastor Joy. Raphael.
Thank you. Yeah, let's go. And when there arose a great dissension, the captain fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, right? Commanded the soldiers to what? Go down and take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. That means that word fearing, that means it's linking two events. See it all. The man was thinking that these people, they will pull Paul apart. So that fear came into his heart. Therefore, he took an action. What was the action? He sent soldiers to go and what? Go and rescue Paul. So that word fearing will cause you to do something. No, it's also possible that they might not have pulled Paul apart. Are you with me? But that means that word fearing will now cause you to take an independent action. An action different from what is even happening. So the whole of bringing down the flood was because a man moved with fear. He was a preacher. Noah was a preacher. See 2 Peter 2. Verse 5.
Just try and write that down. Do your best.
The fearing was in anticipation, was a reaction. Fearing was reaction. What Noah did was reaction. But the gospel which Noah preached was pro-action. The gospel was already predestinated even before Noah was born. The gospel is pro-action. That is why Genesis 1 verse 3 already spoke about the gospel. Genesis 1 3 already spoke about the gospel. But the action of Noah was a reaction. So 2 Peter 2 verse 5. And spare not the old world, but save who? Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. You see that? So Noah was a preacher of what? Righteousness. Funny enough, same thing Elijah did. 1 Kings 19, verse 13. 1 Kings 19, verse 13.
First Kings 19:13. Wait for you.
Or there will be break soon.
Okay. It's better I'm slow, sure.
Okay. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out. That's when he heard his still small voice and stood in the entry of the cave. And behold, there came unto him and said, "What dwellest thou here, Elijah?" Verse 14. Want to go, guys? And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts." Stop. I mean, what? Very what? Jealous for the Lord. That word is not of God. Actually, that is the same. That is the same Hebrew word used for this thing, envy, in Genesis 26, verse 14. Just write that down. In Genesis 26, verse 14, when they said that of the Isaac, and for he had great possession of flock and possession of herbs and great store, and the Philistines envied him. And the Philistines what? Envied him. That word envy is the same thing that Elijah was doing. "I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, because the children of Israel at what? Forsaking thy covenant." Now, see it, oh. Israel truly sinned, oh. But to bring down physical destruction was never a way out. What saves is God long suffering. That means if 120 years refuse to work, why not try 400 years? Are you with me? What saves is God's long suffering. But men cannot, although that man tried, though, 120 years is not a joke. You know what I'm saying? Okay, thank you. You try 40 years now compared to your own age. First, you'll be preaching to a man for 40 years. A man. No man can be adding, eh? Ah, yeah. No, that's not your story. So, "For they have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets, and with the sword, and even I, only me, am left. And they seek my life to take it away." Only I. See what God told him. 15. God also him, go and hand over. Which one is only you? 15. "And the Lord said unto him, Go return to the wilderness of Damascus. When thou comest, anoint Azel to be king of Assyria, and Jehu the son of thou anoint to be king of Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat shall thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that he that escapes sort of not just one." 18. Let's read together. I want to go. "Yet I have left me," how many? 7,000. 7,000 in Israel, which all the knees which have not bowed to bow. Every man which has not tasted, kissed it. Seven. He said, "I'm the only one." He said, "No, there are 7,000. So God stopped Elijah here by telling him, "Hand over. Don't kill them again. Thank you. Not only you. Don't kill them. They will repent." Remember Romans 11? Let's see it again. See it. Come on. Killing them will not solve the situation. See Romans 11, verse 2. Wait for Braushe. Brother Ife. Sorry, Sister Ife. Thank you. Romans 11, verse 2. "God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew." Are you there? Let's read together. "What he not, what the scripture saith of Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel." Say against Israel. "Saying, Lord, they have what? Killed thy prophets and dig down thy altars, and I am left. And they seek my life. But what said the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 who have not bowed their knees to the image of Baal."
So we can see that what Elijah was doing there was an intercession against, not intercession for. Our own intercession is for people, not against people. Paul and Adai is intercession against men. Against men. Against men. So clearly, it was the wrath of man that destroyed the world with flood. The wrath of man. We are jealous of the Lord. Say, only I am left. Say, only Noah found grace inside. Who told you it's only you? What is the element of his gospel? Enter my ark. Selah. Now, I wrote my note. I said, so it's the wrath of man that destroyed the earth with flood. Although, don't forget, there had not been rain for the first 7 years. Right? From creation, there had not been rain. So, I wrote my note. I said, but could it also have been that Noah only saw the rain coming? I was shouting. Hold on. I said, could it have been? It's a question, okay? Rhetorical question. I said, could it have been that Noah only saw the rain coming and was shouting that, hey, it's coming? Or also, is the earth meant to exist without rain? That's a question. I just give you two questions. We should just think over. Is it that Noah saw the rain coming and he was now shouting? Or is the earth meant to exist without rainfall? Can the earth sustain itself without rainfall? It's easy to say yes in the first 1,000 years. So. But don't forget, since the fall of man, the earth was not getting better. Right? You remember? Okay, I'm still going there. The waters above were separate from the waters beneath, right? So if the one beneath was dry, which one will come and help? The one above. So I just wrote down. That's just a mental analysis. But whichever, the rain could come down without destroying force. But whichever, the rain could have come down without so much destroying force. So whatever happened is between Noah, his fathers, creation, and angels. Not God. God is not there. So what happened there was between who? Noah, his fathers, because don't forget, I say he received a divine oracle. It could have been from his fathers. See, things that we don't have a clear cost into. Just preach out everything that is there and leave it to people. I'm not here to say it is this and this. How would that build up your faith? We are just explaining the Bible. Are you with me? So I say it's between Noah, his fathers, creation, and angels. Don't forget what I told you earlier. If they could preserve animals, why not man? Oh, it's the wrath of man. It's clear, it's the wrath of man, not the wrath of God. Before I close this part, let's check Sodom and Gomorrah one more time. So, I didn't really see any more reference in the Bible, although there are still few in the Gospel, which is not really necessary to explain this. The length and breadth to explain the flood of Noah, that was it. Don't go to, once you start seeing somebody that is trying to ask you that, who are the daughters of men that are fear or son of God that are not fear? Don't go to all that. Stick with what is expressly written. Is that clear? Thank you. So, that is the length and anybody that didn't get you after this, please leave that person. Go and focus on somebody that can understand salvation. Thank you. Next, Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, same Genesis 18 verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? Go to 20. And the Lord said, yo, the cry. I can say it, let me say it this way. Is the cry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great. Not the cry of, which one is the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah? Are you with me? Is that they are playing loud music? And anywhere that they are making noise, they will say, ah! They are making noise. They are doing DJ. So it's the cry up there, it's the cry against. The cry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great. And because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. 22. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. So they came for Abraham to say something. They came for Abraham to say something in support of Sodom, not against them. But I think these angels, they are already repenting. They are already getting, they are already coming down. Are you with me? They say, ah, why now? Abraham, see, somebody is telling us to go to Sodom, but what do you say? That's what is happening. Somebody is telling us to come to Sodom and finish them, but what do you say? And 23, so they were looking for an intercessor. This is the reason why this story of Abraham was never repeated anywhere in the Bible. It was a very bad intercession. Very bad. Terrible one. What are you looking for 50 people for? 50 righteous people. Even in a different assembly, can you find 50? Amen. Jesus is our righteousness. Amen. Of course, we are righteous. Amen. Genesis 18:23. And Abraham drew near and said, that's a joke. Don't get me wrong. Abraham drew near and said, "Will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Similar to the way Moses interceded, I will just read. 24. Peradventure, there be what? 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of the earth do right? That's awesome. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom how many? 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. Oh God. What was Abraham actually praying for? See verse 23. Will thou also what destroy the righteous with the wicked? That means it looks like Abraham was saying, can you please spare this righteous and destroy who? Wicked alone. But let's keep reading, shall we? But in the answer of the angel, he even said, don't worry. Even if I see 50 righteous, I will also spare the wicked. You get that? You get that? He's saying, if I find 50 righteous, don't worry, even the wicked will not die. I think from that statement, Abraham now got wise. But he was saying, okay, don't destroy righteous with the wicked. So, you could see that Abraham at this stage, he still had limited comprehension of God's mercy. Don't forget, he too was still on a journey to know God more. This is Exodus 18. He later knew God well, 21, 22. He was knowing God well as time goes on. So, Abraham, had limited, where's Abraham? He had limited comprehension. You have two Abraham in this church. None of them is there in the apostle. Abraham had limited comprehension of God's mercy. He could have said, the evil should not come. See, it was not a must that these incidents happen for mankind to learn anything. It's not important. The real rot of unbelief is spiritual, not physical. It means you will remain on your own without God. The real rot of unbelief is spiritual, not physical. It's not a must that these incidents happen for mankind to learn anything. It's not important. There's nothing you are learning with destruction. It's nothing. In fact, let me say this way. Someone might be in the days of Noah. They already believe the gospel, yet refuse to enter Noah's ark.
Because what was the tool of Noah's preaching? Enter Ark. In fact, Enoch. What was the voice of his own faith? Huh? He walked with God. Simple. Don't forget, even Noah was called a just man before he started preparing ark. Do you remember? That means it was not even ark that made him just. You get that? That means he could have had other just men in his days. But when he started preaching with what? Ark. You know what I'm saying? Share of ark is this. In fact, if Enoch was around, he might not have entered. Ark. For what? I'm justified. I'm not entering the ark. You know what will happen? The flood will come. The man will be destroyed, but he find himself in Zion. You get that? So all these physical deaths, I command them to die. For what? Some people mistakenly, you have killed saints. That's today, because we have sufficient evidence. We have some good evidence to say Ananias and Sapphira are not believers. But what if they are very useless Christians? What if they are very carnal Christians? Very carnal. No, we are carnal. We are very carnal. What if you just kill a saint? Once they can further and die, walk on a saint. Go there. Go and mess up with them. Come back and tell us if it works. Because you are protected, but of course, you don't have such character. Verse 32. Genesis 18. Come on, just give me 10 minutes. I'll be done. And he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak yet, but this once." Peradventure, pain shall be found there. And he said what? "I will not destroy for ten's sake." And the Lord went his way. Who said this once more? Abraham, right? Who said this last time I was speaking? Abraham. Are you with me, brethren? That means that was the limit of his comprehension of how merciful God can be. If you see somebody today with serious disease, no, you will not be thinking that, God. And this man said, sir, I have done bad things. I've killed 80 men, 50 children, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, you, with what you have learned of God, what will you tell him? Sir, your sins are forgiven. You are not trying to think, okay, you use your sin, sir. I know you are, how many sins is wrong with you? 5. Let me take out 2. You need the other 3. Or you still not walk, okay? But you, I open your eyes. You understand? I open your eyes, but this is your leprosy. I will take half. From head up, it will be okay. This one down, I will leave down. No, that means you are still, can God forgive this? That's what was happening to Abraham. Can God forgive this much? If you see 10. One, not one. You God must see 10. Hallelujah. Later in the New Testament, we saw that by one man's what? Obedience. How many are many righteous? Hallelujah. Praise God. That means the obedience of one was enough. We don't need 10. We need 50. So, and the Lord went his way as soon as he left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. So, you could see. So, to the men in Sodom, did God express his goodness? Yes. What is the goodness of God? Long-suffering. Intercession. His long-suffering, his goodness, his intercession. He extended it to them. But even the manner is to intercede, his comprehension was limited. See chapter 19 now. To make matters worse, his name was stubborn. That one, goodness is pointer one. See Genesis 19 verse 4. But before they laid down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house above, both old and young, and the people from every quarter, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came unto thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them as homosexuals." Verse 6. And Lot went out of the door unto them and said, "Hey," and shut the door after him, and said, "I pray you, brethren, don't do this wickedness. Do not so wickedly. Take my daughters. You can see stubbornness. Imagine.
I stubbornness. Strangers.
Stubbornness. See verse 10. Of course, the angels, they first made them blind. Yet they refused to repent. But see verse 10. But the men put forth their hands and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door. Verse 11. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great. My young small was among them. So that they worried themselves to find the door. So they were still finding the door. Yeah, they were blind. See stubbornness. Yeah. See verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou heard anything beside any son-in-law, thy son and your daughters, whether and whatsoever thou hast in this city, bring them out of this place. No. You know, some people say that God does not want not to pick anything and Lot to pick anything. It's because if you pick anything, that you will die. That is not, you know, it's not true. No, that is not true. There is nothing. There is no, you know, say, the wife of Noah, she looked back. That is why it was unbelief that killed all of them. It's not looking back. Of course, everything is angel religion. See, 13. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Verse 14. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you up out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. And he seems, but what? He seems as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. That means, despite that, you can see people who are blind supernaturally. Let's leave this place. Say, no, what are you talking about? Stubbornness. Stubbornness. So despite the blindness, no repentance. See the epistles. Of course, we know the rest of the story of that one. See the epistles. 2 Peter chapter 2. Second Peter 2 verse 6. And turning the cities of what? Okay, let me wait for you. Oh, glory to God. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. Verse 7, and deliver just Lot. What's the next word? Vex with the filthy conversation of the wicked. So who was vexing? It was Lot. It was not vexing. See next verse 8. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from what? Day to day with their unlawful deeds. So if Lot wanted to really save that people, before matter get to that length, what should they have done? Just leave them. Just pack out. Why judgment came was because what? Lot was vexed. Same reason, same thing we saw in Genesis 6 about Noah. My spirit shall not strive, judge man. Let me give him 120 years. It was Lot that was vexed day by day. So Lot was the main player. Abraham was to intercede. He didn't do it very well. Not God. That's scripture before we take a short break. Amen, amen. The book of Pastor Ezekiel, 33. Sorry, he's not a prophet. No, prophesying me now tomorrow, right? Oh, you'll be here. Sean. Okay, Sean should be in Abuja. Is he coming? 33:11. Before we read it, let's first sing. Say, unquestionable, you are the Lord. Oh, yeah. Unquestionable, you are the Lord. Unquestionable, yeah. Otto. Terrible.
Unquestionable, you are the Lord.
Who has celestial voice? Echoing. Ogashion calling. Yeah. Mama. Do you agree that God is unquestionable? What is it? What is it? You always go overboard, eh? Let's go to my church. Nice. How's it going? I will lift up your name. Amen. Don't mix good song with bad song, okay? Just sing the one I want you to sing. Let's stop there. But it's not everything that is there. It's not. Actually, the song, I'm not singing that song for anything negative. Let's read it. But if you agree that God is unquestionable, that's the point. If you agree that he's unquestionable, then see what he's saying here. I mean, that means even once you agree that, then agree with this. Say, let's read 33:11. Do you want to go? Say unto them, as I live, Son of Man, as I live, say the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Say, God is unquestionable. You get that? That means you cannot tell him that these people have sinned, they must die. No, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God, what if the wicked is shut up? You already know. So you see that we don't really agree that God is unquestionable. Because God is saying, I don't have pleasure in the death of some people. You say you be praying for them and die for them. After Sabbath, you'll not be singing unquestionable. Angels will say, which of church is yours? Say one thing. God is questionable, you are the Lord. Hey, fine. Questionable, you are the Lord. Fine. But unquestionable means whatever you have said.
To battle sorrow.
Amen. And God has said, you go and preach the gospel all this while. It didn't happen. Amen. So let's read together and then we close. Thank you. Say unto them, Son of Man, yes. As I live, said the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die? Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Say, God does not use death. Say, does not use evil. See, it's a weak man that uses evil for an end. It's a weak man, it's weakness. You know, okay, what does it take to Sister Grace right now? See how she's awesome in the joy of the Lord. You know what? Do you know the investment that his father and mother and different people that God has bring across her way has invested on her for the year to be like this, so you see the smile, everything. Amen. See the investment. Hallelujah. Our cream is how much?
5,000.
See, you 5,000. You don't even know cream. No, Donia. Five times is cream. Go and try CS cream. You know how far. You know how far. Hallelujah. See the investment that has been on our life for the past 25 years. Everybody is 25. Amen. But how long does it take to take a life? Whoever invented gun, the plan will not make heaven in Jesus' name. Say amen. The plan will not make heaven. I wish they didn't invent that thing. That's too bad. And that's the end. Too bad. So, what does it take to take a life? So easy. Just touch cable. Bah! But to give life. You pay dowry. You told the lady she must agree, sorry.
you must compete with all the different brothers to win the first winner at. Then you go to her mother. The mother will now say, no, you, no, I'm, my prophet said, anybody from the tribe of Ijebu, no. No way. You will now, you will pray 2 years, gather up Ezekiel, but the papa, pray for me. Pray, mama. After long fasting and prayer, you will agree. Now we agree. If I say, yes, this is a bright list. Shanu for me. We now work day and night. Work with energy talk, work with divine, work night. You don't come to church again. Then you brought all the bright price. Okay. Say, okay, finally. Before you marry, let's not go for marriage counseling. You now get to what's the name of that church? Church now. Now came to that church. Amen. Praise God. And I say, yes, the condition for marriage. If you have done this, no more marriage. If you have done this, no more marriage. If you have touched, if you have eaten in an hostel before, no more marriage. So all that at the end of the day, you won. Step through. Married her, have the first kid, then start nursery school. The banny. They say they should bring banny to school. At times they just come and say, bring color yellow. Color yellow of what? I've now take my system, you're downloading different things. Amen. I've not talked of the pregnancy for 9 months. So. Amen. No, but when God was created, when man was created in my short. Hallelujah. So, but see what I'm saying? See what it takes to give life. But to take life is just what? Power. How do you think death is power? Death is not power. Life is power. Hallelujah. Healing the sick is power. Glory to God. Not causing sickness. You just breathe one nonsense in now. You start coughing. But healing the sick is power. That is more expensive. Glory to God. Raising the dead is power. Now it's more expensive. Casting out of demon is power. You enter that church at the back of this place, you just get demonstrated. That one is it. That one is easy. But casting out demon is power. Say, God does not use death. He does not use evil. That's the point. He doesn't have to. And praise God, we are going to states, we are going to countries, we are going to those they have called themselves strictly anti-God. We go there, we get them saved. Amen. We go there, we preach the gospel to them. We go there, we get the results of God. And we're not going to use death as a weapon. Amen. We use life. Amen. To the rebellious, we use life. Amen. We convince you with so much life. Hallelujah. It will abide. Amen. Glory to God. We show you so much of God's goodness. It will abide. You're so much afraid. Glory, glory, glory. No, you're taking to a lady, just telling to do anything for you. You can surprise her. Just bring that ring over. White. Bring it to her. Bank alert. Senegal agree. Today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Convince her with the goodness of Ojut. Hallelujah. No, the guy was still doing like this. His father is already collecting money downstairs. Remember that video? The guy was still doing. He's looking at that calf with one eye. Glory to God. You can use goodness to convince. You don't have to kidnap her. If you are from Pastor Ezekiel's or Orientis's hometown, she don't agree. Go kidnap her now. No. You're a bad people. What do we do? We convince them. Hallelujah. Convince. Glory to God. Say, God does not use evil. He uses good for his purpose. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Happy.